This is the P1 podcast for November 8th, 2008. The Mall.
Chris Cornell, what a beautiful intro choice today, Spiz Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the P1 podcast.
Ooh, yes, I'm feeling real sexy right now. Hello, ladies. From Santee to Oceanside, I love you.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Danny doesn't look like he's jamming like the rest of us. Hi, what's your problem?
We made out, and now he's sick.
Oh, yeah. Dude, great choice, Space Boy. I have to say that again. If I haven't said it enough times, I love you.
I love this song.
I love you. I love you. Hello, 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 hello. All the way from 1942. All the ships at sea, and boys on foreign shores. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, was
broadcasting from a tower on Emerald Hills. Hello, hello, hello. Actually, if you hold on a second, I think we have a call from 1942. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Calling all the way from 1942. Hello, hello. Germany has taken over Germany and Poland. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? Hello? No, I'm here. Hello? Hello? Who is that? It was the past calling us. Damn it, Marty. So, here we are again on another... oh my gosh, you guys. It is our 17th episode of the podcast.
She's only crazy. 17!
20 contributors later, 14 houses later, and here we are.
So true. 16 cast members.
Yes, yeah. All 16 of them. Wendy will have a reunion show. Nobody can tell us why they hate us. Hi. So, let's see. It's a foursome again. Sanjaya, unfortunately, due to medical reasons, could not make it. Hey, be nice. Oh, my God. But it's the usual four clowns.
Fantastic Four.
Yes, 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 yes. We got Danny, P1 Danny.
Hello.
P1 Peaches.
Hi.
And the King P1 Space Boy.
Space Boy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Look, I still know you. Look at you over there.
I'm still
there.
Here.
You're still the best. You're the best ever. So, how was everybody's week? We have a new president of the United States. Oh, my gosh.
Change.
Hope.
He's a Negro.
Hey, okay. Listen. Okay. I do hope there will be a basketball hoop at the White House.
That was hilarious.
That would be awesome. I agree with the Oracle completely in that right.
That was basketball. Funny.
How is everybody feeling about new president? Are we hopeful?
I think we're actually all liberals here, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic about it.
I voted for J.K. Rowling, so.
Yeah,
you
wrote J.K. Rowling on the back.
You too?
Yes, I wrote her in.
You got two write-in votes.
I thought she'd be great, because then we'd all get firebolt brooms. It'd be the bomb.
Oh, yes.
And Quidditch would be the national sport, so
yes.
That's who I voted for.
I wrote in Estelle Getty.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's too soon. Too
well,
soon.
How's dead different from McCain?
Okay. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was really excited about President Crypt Keeper. I thought that was going to be
thank
awesome.
Thank you. And
wow.
Can you say President Palin? Like, that's what that ticket was. Hello.
Palin.
That's brutal.
Palin. Palin.
I'm just a hacky mom. Hacky mom. She's kind of a hack. But so we have a black president. I mean, wow.
What up?
Wow.
And
the biggest story of the week, though, you know what the biggest story of the week was. Oprah used a porta potty for the very
first time. Yes, yes. Biggest story.
The very first time. Like, I am shocked and overwhelmed. Did anybody catch 30 Rock this week?
No.
So funny.
I heard it was good.
Liz Lemon. So fantastic. I love Oprah. I love Oprah. How else was the rest of the week? Like, did you guys do anything cool?
I was in North Carolina.
Brutal.
That's next week. I was in Santa Barbara.
Ooh.
I was there for work.
Very nice. Peaches?
I've been doing a lot of stuff. Halloween, sat out, became the costume police, the Morga Worga Burger I drank with all the Halloween kids. And then went to a baby shower today, did some wedding stuff. And
sweet berry wine!
Yeah, very productive week. Yeah.
You are the bomb. Danny was sick all week.
Yep.
How you feeling today, bro?
I'm feeling better.
Better?
Better.
Better?
Yep.
Butter?
Uh-huh.
Butter?
Yep.
Butter.
You know what I realized?
What?
A lot of my friends are conservatives.
Really?
Oh, so many.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Would you believe that my parents from East Texas Baptist conservatives.
Don't
will you believe that? Murmur. That is a murmur.
Can
you believe
rabble.
That? My Southern Baptist liar. Parents are conservative.
Next you're going to tell me that they voted for McCain.
No. No. They threw away their votes on Nader, okay? That's what they did.
Nader.
And they did not make any sarcastic remarks through the entire Obama speech on whatever day that was. They said nothing. They were standing up in applause.
I thought it was a good speech.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was fine. I didn't
Danny's
cry
like
a biatch.
What's up? Dude, I was like...
Danny's all I could have done way better.
No. I was just like, I was in a room with a conservative at the time. And like she was flipping out.
You didn't
like,
want to be all like, oh, and you're
Yeah. I didn't want to be
you
like that.
You know what made me crazy was people going, oh, yeah, and Obama's going to turn over Prop 8. He can't turn over the state stuff. If anybody looks into government...
No. He's actually the Antichrist.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did anybody, this is my favorite part that made me want to vomit. Jesse Jackson bawling in the audience.
I hate him, dude.
I hate him so much.
So
lame,
dude.
Wait a second. We do have a phone call. Hold on 1 second. I think there is somebody on the phone. Hey. Nothing's going on behind the scenes. I think we might get a phone call here in a second. I can't hear it though.
Hold on.
Let me check.
Oh.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello, this is Jesse Jackson.
Oh my God, Jesse Jackson!
I just wanted to say that,
OJ?
It was the man who made those comments about me. I didn't say any of that.
The man? Who's the man?
You know, the man. He said all these things. He made you white people think that I did not like my brother, Barack Obama. And, I love Oprah. I watched you use the porta potty this time.
Wow, Jesse Jackson. Thanks a lot for nothing, you lying liar.
Yeah, you might as well be on the same plane as that little girl that was crying after Sanjaya in American Idol.
No.
Wow.
Oh, poor Sanjaya. We miss you tonight if you're listening to the live feed or any
via
feed,
the restroom
whatsoever.
It's like being in heaven.
No, it's not.
No. I heard that commercial this week and I was like dying laughing just because you always play that clip on the show. I'm like, you're crazy and I love you.
It's like no matter where he is, it's like being in heaven.
It's like being in heaven.
It's like being in heaven.
So Sanjaya, heard you had to clean a porta potty with the toothbrush.
What was that like?
Just like being in heaven.
That's very unusual, but okay.
Sanjaya, I heard that you were running around in Fredericks of Hollywood in a corset. How did you like that?
Just like being in heaven.
Wow. What is everything like being in heaven,
just
Sanjaya?
Like being in heaven.
You're
ridiculous.
So easy to please.
You are. You're a cheap
So,
date.
Hey, Sanjaya, I heard you had to give Danny a bath because he was too sick to do it himself. What was that like?
Just like being in heaven.
Wow.
I heard you were laying in his lap.
Oh,
can
that,
you tell
oh,
me
oh,
how
that
felt?
Was heaven.
Just like being in heaven.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Whoa, that's awesome. You are a gay man.
Oh. Well, we got a lot lined up for you guys this week. I'm really excited to do podcast EP 17. I'm excited to know... Spaceboy, read the schedule.
Oh.
There's a schedule.
I don't have a schedule.
I emailed it to you the other day.
That's on my other computer.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Organization.
Well, we have 10 seconds to p1site.com.
Oh, okay.
And what I was going to say is I'm excited to see what the name of the show is going to be this week, but whatever. We're a failure, just like p1site.com. Let's talk about it.
one sight.
Oh, the dinner.
He one sight.
You own Danny.
That is the worst, dude.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard. I want to pinch your cheek.
I sound like Terry Schiavo after she was dead.
You're worse than Ashley.
Wow, Danny. You are a bad man.
P1Sight.com.
All right, P1Sight.com.
P1Sight.com. What a lovely place to live. I live there. I own it. I invented it. And greetings. So, lots of stuff going on the site. Very exciting. I would say probably the number one thing.
Don't say it.
That I want to talk about.
Oh.
Is that very special person joined the site this week.
Oh.
After my encouragement to come see all his fans. Ladies and gentlemen, Boy Blunder is now a member of
P1Sight.com.
Yeah! P1Sight.com.
Yeah!
Are you fat? Are you fat?
Gosh, you're crazy.
I'm sorry.
And I was very excited because I saw him on Facebook and I said, you know what? People are asking when, where are you doing stand-up? Please join P1Sight.com and just give us the exclusive. Like, tell the P1s. And I couldn't make it. I feel like such a jerk.
Where was it?
It's at this place downtown called The Stage.
I was Googling it, and I could not find it.
Well, I'll have to have Blunder give us the information for the next
show.
Yeah,
tell him to give us an address next time.
But, I mean, it's a
it was a free show, though, right?
Comedy night. It's free.
Yeah.
Amateur. So, like, if you're a P1 and you have ambitions to be a comedian, you can get up on stage there, too. Can you believe it? And Blunder was in the skin suit too.
That's scary. What?
Just kidding.
No, oh, he wasn't. I was gonna say.
I'm a liar. Actually, that skin suit is in the studio that I work in at Clear Channel. Has never been washed. And
yuck,
I'm creeped out by it. But the other day, me and Farley were running up and down the hallways with the ribbon stick. It was awesome.
That's good times right there.
I would love to see the security dance with me and Farley. Like,
I love that. Like Clear Channel's like. Dollars are going like to like well-paid employees and like
to counting corn dogs.
Yeah, dude.
And reading Entertainment Weekly and watching TV and making sure all the stations see on time.
Did you say that the skin suit was unwashed?
In it's just wadded up on top of one of the towers.
Duh.
Sounds like a horse.
Yeah.
I
won't even
horse.
Touch it. I just look at it from afar. Like, oh, that was on Blunder's hairy, sweaty back. Oh, very nice.
Wow.
The Yeti does live.
As he pranced across the stage.
That was probably the greatest thing I've ever
my
seen.
My favorite was when Quimby thought he was naked. She was like, oh my God!
I couldn't look at him. Like, I kept
Moose
telling
knuckle.
Him. I'm like, no, 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 no. And he has a girlfriend now.
Yay.
It was the skin suit, I think, that pushed
think
him
so.
Over the top with that relationship. So anyway, so keep it, keep yourself locked to the announcement section. That's my DJ talk. Keep it locked to the announcement section on the forum.
As the crow flies, you know?
Yeah. And Blunder's going to hopefully keep posting us with the information of his stand-up shows. Let's see. We got a P1 site exclusive this week, which you can find on the front homepage of the website.
Sweet Berry Wine!
Yes. Danny was provided a picture from a photo shoot that took place at Clear Channel recently.
Danny has an inside
What's
source.
That?
Dude, I'm just going to start
not
calling
really.
You Zeth tonight, Danny.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not talking.
Oh, I'm dealing
you're
with
ignoring us.
With technical issues.
Yeah, that's right, behind the scenes. Well, it's a picture of the Mikey Show cast and a big giant bucket.
Oh, I can't breathe.
So I'm having a feeling that that is perhaps the picture to the... Best of CD, perhaps?
Peanut Noir?
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we can only speculate.
You speak of such these awesome things.
I know. Everything that comes out of my mouth is awesome every single day.
Yes.
I love
it's me. Like the girl on Heroes that has power of persuasion. You just listen to whatever she says.
I actually have the power of flatulence. And,
me too.
No.
Especially.
As a matter of fact, if I could have a superhuman power, it would be the power of flatulence.
Right after I eat sushi, oh man, I could never mind.
Oh my gosh, I got gas so bad the other night after eating sushi.
Really?
I did not get why. There was no dairy in it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, this
thank
is
you.
Now the, yeah,
what up, dude?
Space boy. Hey, what's
yeah,
going
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Man?
What up?
No, huh?
What up? Oh my god.
Hey, so how's your computer going?
Pretty
over there?
Good, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got that temperature thing under control.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Send Vesuvius out of my
no.
head. Exploding supernova!
You promised to be good.
My butt cheeks!
I promise to be good.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I find it funny that the girls are talking about
farts
and the guys. Oh.
The guys over here vomiting in our backpacks.
I thought guys always talk about tooting
and taking.
Oh no! Oh my gosh! You're gonna.
No.
Write this down
now. We don't. We're as a professional.
Courtesy.
No. We're professional broadcasters. We're supposed to just carry on.
Oh.
Just move
carry
on.
Carry on.
Yeah. Don't
what?
Even acknowledge
carry
it.
On my
just keep going.
Oh, sorry. I won't. I just. I freaked out. Just edit that out, Spacey.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Anyway.
Talking about.
So. And Mikey Show announced the P1 Paintball Challenge, and it looks like quite a few of our P1 site members are going to be up there.
Me.
You?
Yeah, me.
Space Boy, what about you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Mr. P1 Hall of Fame Space Boy.
No.
Cue up the music for North Carolina.
No, when is this going to be? Oh, wait, is this at the
next Thursday?
At the queue? Yeah, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. That sucks. Danny, what about you? You going to be there, dude?
I'm going to try to make it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
because you know what's taking place here in San Diego next weekend? It is the Paintball World Championship. So they're going to have this gigantic setup. Of like inflatable obstacles and whatnot that you can hide behind and have paintball challenges.
That's so stupid.
I'd love to do that.
What is stupid?
World championship?
A paintballing. Paintballing is a big deal. I saw that there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
You ever played before?
Yeah, I got hurt.
It's like laser tag, but more painful.
It hurts. I got
really
shot
bad.
Once. And I'm over it, dude.
Yeah,
I will never do that again. F that.
I feel bad for Sky. Like, she really doesn't
I
want
can't
it.
Wait to see it.
Oh, it should be funny. But I think if you bring, like, 10 cans of food,
you
get to paintball a little bit.
I'm bringing 100 cans of food.
No, you get to fire paintballs at them. I'm all about
it.
Oh,
but
yes.
I'm bringing
and
100
Zeth
cans.
Be...
I can get 10 different times. Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. And so, hey, if you're on P1 site, wear your T-shirt and show up and represent. Say what up. Let's see. What else do we have on my list of crap? Oh, so Zeth needs help with a bio. Has anybody posted any questions in there?
Yes.
No.
There have been some jackhole questions, which I find very funny. But I thought I posted some decent questions.
Has anyone asked if he likes men yet?
No,
obviously
he doesn't.
Oh, really?
I asked him illegitimate questions if we're going with the...
What? You're having illegitimate
babies? Illegitimate baby?
No way, dude.
No way, dude.
He's annoyed by me.
You know what? You're going to have my babies.
Just like being in heaven.
Okay, Sanjaya, go back to the bathroom.
Well, so... gosh. If you head into the announcement section... Seth needs help with a bio.
Yeah.
Which, if he were to write a bio, it should just be like blank space.
The mall.
Because that's what.
Period.
That's what he's all about.
Yeah. Or you should
we're
get.
Just like.
No. This is the best way to do it. He should fill out his bio after he's been awake for 20 hours, and then he'll be really, really funny.
But
I don't know if you remember the 28 hour show about the 19th hour.
No.
All of a sudden, Zeth was a comedian and just talking it up.
That's a funny guy in general. He just doesn't have a chance to talk.
He just has no penis.
He's
I mean, he has a vagina. I mean, what am I even saying? I'm the worst person ever.
Yeah, you really are.
I shouldn't say these things if I actually want him on.
Bless
you. Whoa, hello.
Jeez. Hi.
Jeez, can you wipe the slime off your microphone, please?
Here, Danny, let me wipe you off.
Oh, my God, get away from me.
And another little thingamaboober of the P1site.com is we have just started a P1 Bible study.
Yeah.
Hey. We're hollering it at my house. And Danny designed another website.
Yeah.
Where do you find the time? What's the name of your new the newest website that kind of like?
Oh wow. On the spot here. It's p1faith.com.
Neato. Libido. Yeah. So it's all about Buddhism, right?
Jesus. About, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kabbalah? I heard it was about Kabbalah.
It's about Kabbalah? Yep, no it's way. Everything. I heard it was a Scientology
Kabbalism.
Site. Uh-oh, nerd's gonna hack that one for sure. You better watch out. He's gonna call anonymous on
That's
your
brutal.
Butt. But it's got links to the arsonist's cookbook.
No, it does not, dude.
Anarchist
That's
cookbook.
Brutal.
The Antichrist cookbook. The handbook for Barack Obama. Just kidding.
Quimby's oven.
Wow.
Yes. Has a link to my oven.
There's oh a webcam God. In her oven, so you can like see what's going on. Yeah,
it's got like puppies and candy inside.
Screaming to get out free as I'm in there with a baster.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna baste him with sugar water.
Anyway,
it's gonna be real.
You're a sick woman. Look at her laughing like she's the dude, most hilarious.
She's like the wicked witch of like from the Wizard of Oz, dude.
Seriously. I'll get you and your little puckle too.
Oh, let me tell you, just type in p1site.com in your
or not
web browser
or p1faith that works too
or p1t-shirt.com p1shirt.net
no
p1shirt.com
no. dot org
p1com.shirt
as seen on TV.
Quimby.
The artist formerly Me. Known as p1site.shirt.
Yeah.
FDIC and shirt.
Yeah. TM.
Oh, yes. And also, anybody on P1 site, don't come up with a million ideas for t-shirt logos for Boo Donkeys. Because Mikey never said that we should ever do that, is make t-shirts for Boo Donkey.
No.
And
we do
grateful,
not expect to see
grateful
them.
Grateful Dead Gophers.
Yeah, we do not expect to see them on Thursday.
I don't expect to see, like, a concert poster.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any of that because that is disrespectful and wrong. One night only. That's what it should
One
say.
One night only.
6 feet of fun.
The opening band is the Grateful Dead Gophers.
Yes, the Grateful Dead Gophers. And hopefully Skye does not hold on to her paintball gun because she might shoot you.
Seriously, dude. Yep.
I'm telling you.
I
like
know.
She has a lot of like pent up
anger
emotions.
Against the P1s.
And against maybe some guy named Eddie. I don't know. Like that could turn out
it's really
horrible.
It's really easy to win her over though. Because she takes bribes.
Sweet.
That's
she
a way.
Is hard to
gotta
win
give her some ham.
Oh, I love her. Ooh, and the chat room's filling up. Also, if you did not know, if you're listening to this podcast like 20 years from now,
yeah.
It's too bad because you could have gone to p1site.com and on the main page, click on live. And any night we are recording the podcast, you can jump on in, join the chat room with other fellow P1s, listen to the show, watch us jiggle our wiggles.
Wow.
I'm jiggling my wiggles. And it's a lot of fun. There's so much on P1site.com. We have all the 28-hour show movies, minus Karate Kid, which is, like, depressing.
Which Ashley promised me, like, a week ago.
Oh, I'll harass
sorry. Ashley promised me, like, I'm sorry, not a week ago, like a month ago.
Yeah.
She's like, oh,
she
yeah.
promised me a month and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, yeah, give me some audio, which I did. I provided her with some audio that she missed, and she's like, also need the Karate Kid audio.
Oh, wait
so,
a
like,
second.
It was supposed to be an exchange, and I never got my side. I was
what
so pissed.
Is this? I just got an IM from Ashley. It says Michael Crichton. Ashley.
Oh. Ooh.
Hey.
Too soon.
Ashley. What have I told you about this? Well, this week, we are bringing back a bit. A bit that a bunch of people have requested. And
yay.
I'm just merely the announcer. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen... Per your request.
Oh my God, look at his face.
Did you lose what you're looking for?
His eyes are going to fly.
Oh, no. You got it, you got it, you got it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
We're so professional here.
Yes, we are. I mean, hey, what can I say? We're bringing back the strings game tonight.
Oh, snap.
I'm so excited to play. And
okay.
That is brand new information.
Yeah, and we got a theme song for it.
What?
Hit it.
It's time to play Danny's Strings Game. Epic fail, I've heard some say. Maybe today won't be as lame. Now it's time for Danny's Strings Game.
I hate you. That deserves another play. Can we get it one more play so everybody can hear the lyrics? Please. One more time. We're going to play
You're a homo.
What? Here we go. Strings Game.
It's time to play.
Hey, I need a connection over here.
Yes. Okay, here we go
again. One more clean.
It's time to play Danny's Strings Game. Epic fail, I've heard some say. Maybe today won't be as lame. Now it's time for Danny's Strings Game.
Okay, first of all, you guys suck ass. You guys suck ass, dude.
Hey, I had no part of this.
I had so many P1s come up to me saying you guys are freaking stupid and lame.
Yeah,
for not
I don't
knowing
know Chevelle.
Yeah. Whatever,
I am
dude.
Lame.
You guys suck.
I don't know Chevelle.
Whatever, dude. Yeah,
I don't know. Phrase. I don't know Hinder. I'm
freaking ain't right. Yeah, I don't know popular music. Shut the hell up.
Bunch of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, anyway. I'm sorry. I don't listen to Rock 105.3 to hear that song like 15, 20
right.
times a day.
Oh, but I really do need a cable for my computer.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, okay. So you want to have sound effects?
Oh, well, P1 Kung Fu, she's lame too. She said she knew every song.
Oh, see?
Just as lame
she
as
gets
Danny.
It, dude. She gets
Woo!
It.
I said it. Oh, no. I'm going to die now. She's going to take like macadamia
what?
White chocolate nut oh. cookies to my head. I'm dead now. You know, Bible study, we're talking about, like, Jesus, and I'm going to get, like, murdered.
Dude, I hope they do. I hope they kick your ass.
She's going to karate chop my face off. Oh, I'm going down.
What's
All right,
up?
So let me hand it okay. on over to the host of our game.
What's up?
P1 Danny.
He's
looking
Danny.
At me all weird.
You are.
Oh, that's for my computer.
Echo.
Whoa. Echo. Hello.
Beto.
Beto.
Echo.
There we go.
Oh, so funny.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so Danny, what do you got a good batch lined up
today? We got really good batch.
Really good batch today, guys.
I have an amazing batch for you guys. But you guys are gonna suck it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get ahead of anything, I just want to say F you all.
Hi.
And
I love you, BFF.
Yeah, I hate you all.
I love
and
you because you wear
your
no pants.
And you guys suck. So let's
you
just get
no,
this game
you wear
going.
No pants?
Right?
I don't know why I'm included in it.
Whatever, dude.
I never even like talk that, trash
see?
On your stupid game.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I know part oh, of the
Oh man,
little theme
I want
song.
Like a harp and a flashback right now because I remember her specifically talking so much crap.
No, I'm talking about just today.
Oh, whatever. Oh, you guys suck. Anyway, are you guys ready?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
So I have a total of 19 songs. What?
Nothing.
There's secret notes being passed around here.
No, I'm just prepping everybody for the next segment.
All right, all right. I have 19 songs, and I don't know. We'll do best of 19, I guess. Aight?
How many songs? 19?
19. I couldn't
we got
find
15 it. Minutes, bro.
I, whatever, dude.
Seth.
Seth? All right. My voice is so jacked. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good, Danny. Sounds sexy.
You guys won't get this.
Space Boy. Mike and the Mechanics.
No. Opposite.
Oh, Peaches.
Wow.
The Mrs. Robinson.
No.
Theme song to Angel.
No.
Master and Servant Angel. By Depeche Mode.
Hold on, I'm getting this for real.
You actually know this? This band won.
Could be, could be. Carlos Mencia Band.
No. You guys suck so bad.
Oh, wait, let me take down the chat.
Bunch of cheaters.
Just because Kung Fu is the only one who knows the answers. Oh, gee, I have it on my computer right here.
Whatever, Kung Fu is awesome. This band won a the Yahoo like Best Band Award in 2008.
We give up.
It's Flyleaf.
Ah! Oh,
Flypaper. There's a band called Flypaper.
Flyleaf.
For real.
Flyleaf.
You're a liar.
Flyleaf.
Now I know it. Now that I hear it.
Okay. See.
Are you kidding me?
Ronnie worst. Likes Flyleaf.
Dude, they're bomb.
Anyway.
I don't stand her voice. She sounds like.
Oh.
I don't know why I didn't get that one.
Shut the hell up.
Next song, Danny, come on.
I right. quit.
Next one.
I'm just kidding. I win.
Oh, Peaches. Notorious B.I.G.
No.
Space Boy.
Space
Led
Boy.
Led Zeppelin.
No.
What?
Quibi. Metallica.
No.
No, wait.
You guys suck so bad.
AC/DC.
Okay, there thank you. Oh. You guys suck so bad.
Look, I dress like a schoolboy.
But the guy gargles with glass.
What?
Okay. Next. Moving okay. on.
Next song. Oh, I'm sorry. Where's my score sheet?
Do you even need one?
Do we? I don't know who's winning right now.
I'm winning.
Oh, Spacey's winning.
Oh, Space Boy.
Who's got?
I've won.
Who else? Oh, one.
Kelly, keep score. Please.
You got score, Kelly?
She's our slave lady.
Okay, go on.
She's our white female manservant.
All right, you guys ready for the next one?
Yes. Oh, Peaches.
All right, that.
I heard Peaches.
The Gypsy Kings.
Space Boy. Space Boy.
Quimby yelled her name second, so we'll give her.
That is the Violent Femmes.
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
You're an idiot.
No, my order's jacked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Do you know, here's a random fact about Quimby, that I thought Violent Femmes was an all-girl group. Okay.
A what?
That like is the, funny to the
yeah, four non-violent films.
It is tied one Quimby, one Space
Yes!
Boy.
Yes! All right. I'm going to get a hand
no.
to the ACL.
You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Oh, Peaches!
Shut up.
Peaches!
What?
Yes. The band, Yes.
I'm just going to ignore you from now on.
No.
Yeah.
Peaches!
Space
98
boy.
Degrees.
Space Boy.
Wicked Wisdom.
And
what?
Sing.
Jada Pinkett Smith's band, Wicked Wisdom.
Five.
You guys are killing this game.
Quimby, Quimby. Because I'm a creep.
Yep.
I'm a space boy. Creepy, and I want to hump your leg.
All right, so it's a 2-1 space.
I have a
no.
penis.
Quimby.
Maybe we should let other people call in a little bit and play too.
Yeah, you guys suck.
Shut up.
A Bananarama. Boingo Boingo.
The Go Go's.
Quimby.
B-52.
Quimby. Quimby.
Hey.
Quimby.
Hey.
Yes. Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh, what?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Damn it. Paul Oakenfold.
The Crash Test Dummies.
Celine Dion.
Alan Parsons Project.
Wait, wait, wait. Quimby. I know. What? Color Me Bad.
Jamiroquai.
Anyway, next game.
No, Danny. Danny, put the phone number in the chat room and let the P1s play.
Can't because of the way it's hooked up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, P1s. We're not giving up. Come on, give us some more. Take real guesses now, you guys.
The next
come
one
on.
Is
be serious.
Robert Palmer.
Think about dead babies and be serious.
What's up? Oh, it was Dare You to Move.
Oh, okay.
Switchfoot.
Oh, okay,
wow, that's
next
not
song.
Gay at all.
Oh, I ran out of songs.
No,
you lied. You said you had 18.
Oh, whoops. I lied.
You're a liar face
oops.
Now. Come on.
We'll be serious now.
No,
come on. Don't pull a Sean. Don't be sensitive but insensitive.
No,
you didn't, Danny.
Didn't.
You're such a liar face.
You're a liar.
Oh, look.
Here, you guys. I will hum a song, and then you're going to
okay.
tell me what
yes.
it is,
it.
Okay?
Yes, the Quimby Strings
ready?
Game.
Ready?
The hum game. Oh, Peaches.
Yes, you.
So What by Pink.
Yes, very good.
Alternative lyrics. No, 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 no. I am the ham.
Yes. That's the Quimby lyrics. Okay. I will. I wish I had a kazoo. This game would be so much better. Danny hates all of us. He's so sad.
Okay, okay.
We've lost all control here.
I'll be back.
Oh, Danny.
No, please don't. Oh, Danny. Please don't leave me.
No, Danny. Don't quit. Don't quit.
Be like a Mexican
Danny.
And leave.
No, come back. No. Oh, Danny's mad. Oh, no.
Oh, what is Spaceboy waiting?
Hold on. Let's see. Should we take a phone call?
He's very sensitive today. He must be on his man period.
Oh, no. He's been sick. Yeah, somebody go get Danny a hug.
Whatever. I was
this
sick and I was fine.
This went horribly wrong.
You know, times are hard, okay? You know, when I was sick, I was just fine. I didn't need no coddling from anybody.
I know. He's really sad that Zac Efron was not elected president. I mean, I'd get it. I'd be pretty upset, too.
I was upset too, Tia.
What? Oh, no. Rosa!
Oh, wait. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air, sweetie.
No. I mean, I'm just kidding. Screw that faggot
Listen,
boy.
Well, I need to have a talk with you, Rosa.
What about TIQ? Where's my weed?
Okay, listen. No. You no weed for you.
You told me you were gonna give me a dime bag the other day. I haven't seen it yet.
It was actually oregano. Your mother wanted to borrow some oregano for some spaghetti she was making.
You know what? I don't even have a mom. I've been raising myself. Okay.
No, you haven't. Now we need to have a serious talk. Okay.
About
now,
what?
I understand how you think you're so hard and you want to carry razor blades in your
but
hair.
I am hard, Tia.
But. Okay,
shooting up heroin an
rusty
hour
rusty razor blades in your hair. That's something I need to talk to you about, okay?
I don't have rusty razor blades, Tia.
Iron poisoning is a serious affair.
Okay, whatever, tonta.
Excuse me, but I'm not stupid, okay? Listen. Listen. My little niece. That
yes.
kid Beto is nothing but a very bad influence upon you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have to say that you are on restriction from hanging out.
Restriction.
You're on restriction.
There's no D at the end of restriction. Tia.
Well, you're on restricted. So you're not going to do it.
Whatever, Tia Quimby. You know, you guys, you act like you hate me. But in reality, you're the reason I turned out this way.
No, I'm not.
It's because you gave me Monster before you dropped me off to daycare.
All I gave you was unconditional love.
No, you gave me Monster.
A warm place
before
to put
you
your
dropped
head down.
Me off to daycare. You gave me high blood pressure. You didn't even.
Hypertension.
You weren't even there for my first school play. You didn't even care. All the other kids, Tia's, were
well,
there, but where was mine?
You were a carrot. Like, you had such a minimal part.
My quinceañera was there. You weren't there.
I
the
was
first
at your quinceañera.
The first time I got pregnant, you weren't there.
You're not even 15.
My first
wait
abortion,
a second.
You weren't there.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, look, okay? They said no to Prop 4 for you, so.
You know what? Every time I go to the bar and hit on a guy, you're not there.
Danny, I don't know how to deal with this crazy Rosa person anymore.
Whatever. Tio
Please,
Danny has my back.
Will you give her
I love the strings the game. Tio Danny, let's play.
Stop hitting on your Uncle Danny. He's your uncle. It's gross.
Whatever, Tia.
Well, fine. Danny.
Well, Danny's
Danny.
Back now, so I guess I gotta leave.
Yeah,
there's no more room in
here.
Yeah.
Go enjoy High School Musical 3.
What?
Again.
No, whatever. I'm not going to go
hey,
watch
Danny.
That. I'm going to go watch The Godfather, Scarface, and then Saw 5.
Oh my
I'll
gosh.
See you guys later.
What happened to the My Little Pony video I gave you?
Oh, she's gone already. She's just gonna deny it.
Oh, she's so weird. Danny, are you mad at us?
No.
Yes, you are.
Who cares, dude? Why you gotta cry?
Why do you hate us?
Danny. This is a man's show, okay, Danny? You gotta man up.
Cry. Danny, do you want me to give you some CPR? You want the Heimlich?
You want a lemon? You want to go to the mall?
What if you got a phone call from your favorite celebrity, Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey.
I told you she's going to call
the show. That's the Quimby version. Oprah.
Oprah's calling you right now.
You get a free iPod!
Hello, Daddy? It's Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan.
Danny, I got you a new plan.
I'm out on Danny.
Right?
You're
screw him.
You're off the podcast.
Screw him. You're fired.
You're done. Hit the bricks. You are going out. Thank you.
Wow, that smells.
It smells like Pepsi. It sounds so tasty.
Smells like
You guys are Whitney. You're witnessing the breakdown of the P1 podcast. This might be the last show ever. Danny's pissed.
What a freaking baby.
Well, fine. Why don't we just jump into the Mikey Show roundup? Because that's why we do the show anyways. Like, we tried to have a little fun with Danny, but Danny doesn't want to have any fun.
Got all butt hurt, freaking not even wanting to do it.
Sky freaking 3 over here. Yeah. Sorry. I'll make sure not to put any tomatoes.
What
in your
a lame-o. Can't even hang with the big boys.
Wait, how are we going to do the one thing that we were going to do in the Mikey Show portion?
Which is what?
We were going to call a P1 answer machine from the podcast. If you guys didn't already know, there is a answer machine set up for the Mikey Show.
Well, I guess Danny will just have to sit out.
Oh! Spaceman has it set up. Danny, before we move on, no, you have to, like, be BFF again. You have to talk on the podcast.
Just come in for a second, then you
Danny,
can leave.
Danny, we're sorry. We were trying to have some fun and make it funny.
I am wrong.
And we were doing it in the name of comedy.
Uh-huh.
I am wrong, and you are right. You are handsome, and I am not attractive.
That's right. You're stronger and more intelligent than I am.
We are weak.
You're number one with a bullet. Danny?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do the podcast where you don't talk.
I'm talking.
Well,
you're ruining the whole thing, Danny.
You're not participating.
Okay.
Why are you mad at us? We're sorry. We're sorry. We were just trying to have some fun with the strings game, and you didn't want to have any part of it.
All right.
Oh, my God. Forget you. So, are we ready to call the P1 answer machine?
Yes. Let's do this thing.
Okay. Well, if you didn't already know, the show is very real. I mean, all this is happening right before your eyes.
Danny's
I would
bawling.
Love to have, like, all this edited out for, you know, like, comfortability, but it's okay. So, anyways, there is a now an answering machine for the Maka Show.
I don't want to do this if Danny's going to be upset.
Danny.
It's like, I think that we should maybe try to cheer
him
up.
Aren't you excited we're going to call the P1 answering machine live from the P1 podcast this week?
Sure.
Quimby. Here, I'll dance for him. Hold
no,
on.
Wait. This
Hold
is
on.
Better. This is better. What? Maybe we can cure him with the gift of song.
Oh, let's please.
Please cure this.
BFF, BFF, we're always going to be BFFs.
Benny Hill,
I make jokes at your
Benny
expense,
Hill.
But you don't care. Cause you
oh,
have no
you know what people
out.
Are
wait,
saying?
Wait,
people are saying that the girls are ganging up on Danny. We're not ganging up on you. We actually all together.
Woo, Danny! It's Chirp Danny time!
Danny's really mad. Fine, call the answer machine. Let's just give it a shot. Let's go. The P1 site answer... Well, not P1 site. It has nothing to do with us, but the Mike Show has an answer machine. And the phone number is 858-715-1932. And we're going to call it right now.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Dial the number. Now, does everybody know their part?
I just say my name. Doing? You hogged the show, so I'm just going to say my name.
Seriously, dude.
Well, I quit now, too. I'm out on everybody. I hate it. I'm going to pull it, Danny, because I'm mad. Nobody want to play my game for real. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Call it.
Okay. Let's see.
Me, 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 me.
I need the number again, please.
858.
So
exciting. 715. 1932. Hello, hello. Yes. Do we keep a script up?
It's like some old dude's house.
Hello, hi, sweetheart. Hi, Sierra. Hi, Sierra. It's raining up here. Usually answers after more rings.
Dude, seriously. It's like, oh, wrong number. I think it's 858.
I
oh, really?
Hold on, let me get on my
show. Dude, this is weird.
This is like a fail bit right here. Now we failed, Danny. Now we suck. Now you can make fun of the rest of us.
Oh.
What the heck?
Oh, did you hang up?
Yeah, I hung up.
Oh, I was like, something's happening.
What okay. The, what number did you dial?
Okay, try this again. 858.
Did you dial 1?
715-1923.
23. Ah! Oh, yes! Somebody's gonna be pissed.
Oh, you said 32.
AP1s, it's Ashley. This is the official Nike Show comment line, so go ahead and leave your message for us after the beep, and hopefully you'll hear it back on our airwaves. Thank you.
Hello, Mikey Show. This is the team of the P1 podcast. It's myself, P1 Quimby.
P1 Danny.
Hello, P1 Peaches.
P1 Space Boy.
And we're calling you right now. We're recording the podcast right now. And we had something very important that we wanted to tell you. Ham! Listen, we think it's very important to vote always on Prop Ham. We all want ham. You like ham. I like ham. That's all we want is ham. So please take this into consideration and have a very nice day. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Goodbye! Bye.
Sweet berry wine!
We love you guys!
All right.
That was jackhole.
No, oh, I know. Man, I know. I know. Just wait. Just wait. Okay.
Do they know we're doing that?
No.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's so rad.
I want to okay. call my mom.
But there are some really funny messages, like P1 bass string called and did a pretend conversation between him and B-Rob. There's also some very, 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 very serious calls. As a matter of fact, Thursday was really weird. Thursday went from answer machine calls about Prop 8 and an explanation on gay sex, I'll say it. From then they moved to corn dogs. And from there, they moved to telemarketers. And it went a little something like this. I've never
Mikey Show, hello.
Individuals and small business owners with overwhelmed credit card debt.
Oh. We are getting
a that's probably for me.
Are we getting a yes. telemarketer call right now? Yeah.
We get a few a day, dude.
Double your debt
on our request.
They are looking
oh, yeah.
for Roth.
Yeah, I think
hang on, hang on. I'm going to talk to somebody.
All at the same time. Push the one key to speak to a representative.
Uh-oh.
Or push the.
Hang on, hang on.
Call is being transferred, so please stay on the line. You may hear some.
Good morning, Dead Services. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Who's this? Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Stefan. Do you have some unsecured debt that we can help you with, ma'am?
Yes, I do. Actually, I do. It's called an ex-husband. Have you ever had one of those? You ever had an ex-husband?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Hello?
What'd you say?
I said, have you ever had an ex-husband? Yes, I have debt.
Oh, okay, yeah. I haven't had an ex-husband, but...
Okay, well, when you have a... Okay, can I speak for a moment? When you have when you have a fat, lazy ex-husband who just wants to lay on the couch all day and use your credit cards to order some other garden weasel or whatever else he's watching on television, then yes, you have debt.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. All right?
Okay, ma'am. Let me, what's your first name?
My name is Barbara.
Barbara?
Yes. Now listen to me, ma'am. I have a lot of debt that I need to clear up. And if you can help me, I'll give you a great big kiss. But I don't think you can. And I think the reason that you can't is because your ex-husband, Phil, isn't sleeping right now on your futon. That's right, futon. Do you want to know why a futon? Because you had to sell the couch. Do you want to know why? Because you've got 12 garden weasels in your garage. That's why.
And what's your last name, ma'am?
My last name is Broke. Let me spell it for you. B-R-O-K-E. Broke.
Okay.
My last name is Kravitz. My last name is Kravitz. Sorry?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. What did you say?
What was the number that we can contact you again? Just in case I leave you to transfer. I'm going to transfer you to a professional credit advisor.
858 570-1053. That's also, incidentally, how much I owe. $5,700,105,000. Because my fat, ex-husband Phil just ordered another garden weasel while we were talking. Are you still there?
How much unsecured debt are we looking at, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
How much unsecured debt are we looking at?
A lot. Probably $400-$500.
Is that total?
Yes, that's total. What do I look like? Jenny Craig over here? I'm not loaded.
Well, I'm thinking you're not going to be able
$400 or $500 is a lot of money. I'm sorry, what?
You have a great day.
No, wait, excuse me.
That was rude. That was just rude.
You gotta let those calls through. Whenever we get those, just put them on a hold.
All right.
Because of a jackhole race agent. That Thursday show, the 11-6 show, was probably one of... I have not laughed so hard in that long. Hey, what about me and my product placement? What's up? Hi, picture time. Ooh. What is like a Pepsi do? Okay. Well, as I mentioned, though, earlier in the show, last week, the beautiful, the majestical, the man who played our theme song this week, Chris Cornell, was in studio. How cool was that? Did anybody listen to that interview?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Chris Cornell is so cool, and he has so many interesting stories. And this new CD, I picked up the two singles on iTunes, are the bomb. Timbaland is a genius, first of all. Timbaland is great.
Oh, that's who this is?
Yeah, it's Chris Cornell, and Timbaland produced this CD for him.
Oh.
Timbaland's done, like, Nelly Furtado, which her last album was the bomb. Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake. I mean, you name it, he's made it. Aaliyah, he helped out a lot with her. But you know what's really cool is somebody here, right here in this room, got to shake the hand of Chris Cornell.
I know who it was.
Was
dude.
It you, Danny?
No.
Peach, was you. I know it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
Because I heard your backstage group. Dude. I'm just asking. Space?
I have a question for you.
It was me. What?
I have a question for you.
What's up?
Were you in San Diego when he was here?
Yes.
Did you go meet him?
Yes, I did.
I knew it.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course. I knew it.
Yeah, I saw him come in, and I saw Zeth come out and get him, and I sat in the lobby for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And listening to the interview in my headphones, and then B-Rob brought him out, and I bum-rushed him.
Really?
Did you have him sign anything?
Yeah.
What did you have him sign?
I actually took a picture of it before I came over. I'll show you guys real quick.
What did he sign? What is it? Chest?
So.
Do you have a tattoo of Chris Cornell's autographs on your face? Oh, wow.
What
he
is it?
He signed your really pretty guitar in white pen paint marker.
Silver. It's nice.
Dude, that's cool.
It's really cool.
Can we post this on the website?
Yeah.
Are you scared that somebody's going to sneak in your room at night and take your guitar?
That
is
no,
bitchin'.
It's actually in a bank vault, so they can go in and break in.
In a fire safe?
No way.
There's nothing in my apartment.
Are
that's
you
really cool. Did you like cool. shake his hand at all? Say like, hey, fan of your music, will you sign my guitar?
I talked to the manager first. He was like, the manager was walking back and forth like the whole time like, outside. So I'm like, hey, you know, didn't I meet you about a month and a half ago down at House of Blues, which I did. But I wasn't able to get him sign it then. But then the manager looked kind of annoyed, but also kind of like, well, you know, you're showing up for a second time, so fine, I'll give you 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So after he came out, I said to the manager, hey, can I go up to him? And he's like, yeah, okay. So just, you know, make it quick. So I went over, I showed him the guitar. I said, hey, you want me to sign that? He took one look at it and said, oh, you're left-handed? I'm like, yeah. And I said, I bought the guitar, but I didn't like the way it sounds, so I just wanted to have it for a display piece. So he just signed it, and I was on my way.
Wow.
Dude, that is one crazy signature.
Very quick.
That is so cool.
The signature is actually the backdrop of his concert. If you go to his concert, it's like that, like behind him on the stage.
Dude, it's wicked crazy.
Oh my gosh. That is signature.
I just want to say, when it comes to like bands and musicians, you have the most rocks out of any human being I've ever met in my life.
I know.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, no. This is
you have no idea.
The next,
I know.
Yeah.
The first podcast in December, we're going to have stories. Oh, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
I can't wait. I want your engagement story.
I already know what it is.
Engagement story. I want that.
Oh, I've heard. I got the whole
scoop.
Oh,
my God.
It took an hour, but I got it.
We'll have to get that.
The whole podcast has to be because
yes. That's our teaser. That's our teaser right there is your proposal story.
How you almost got arrested. Yeah.
That was great.
You're awesome.
And raped.
Yes.
So let's see. What else happened on the show? Oh, yeah. Sky is now the happiest person alive in America because her boy Barack Obama is the president of the United States of America.
Change.
And speaking of Sky, Spaceboy happened to grab a very funny bit from last week.
I did.
It's the Sky Ramsey musical. Does anybody remember the Sky Ramsey musical?
Oh my God, it was so moving.
Because it's really stupid. I mean, it's really funny. It's stupid funny.
The bit that I have is very long. It's about probably 5.5 minutes. I don't want to play the whole thing.
Do you have a little like?
Yeah, I can.
Snippet?
A snoopit?
Yes, let me.
A snoopit?
Let me pot it up real quick. Yeah?
Oh.
Yes.
While you're doing that, can I just say something?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Okay. You get all excited because I'm talking again?
Yeah, I'm like, Daddy! Hello! Yeah, hi.
Get out of my face.
I love you. Love you.
Mikey cannot debate with Sky at all.
Why not?
Has, like, anyone noticed that, like, she just, like, can argue like a mofo?
Dude, she's
like,
good.
They got into, like, politics and, like, every time, like, sorry, Mike. Like,
yeah, she was just like, down.
Yeah, dude.
I love it.
It's crazy.
She pulls stuff out of places.
I know. I'm like,
oh, Mike, well, yeah. Take that.
Well,
like,
but then,
it's
but
nuts.
Then, but then again, she has the truth on her side, so it's easier to win.
Listen to him.
I agree. That yeah. Spaceboy, you are
that's brutal.
That is so factual. Yes.
And then that one girl called in on the answering machine. That was like, Mikey, you talk over everyone and blah, blah, blah.
You have no right to tell me who I can love.
Oh,
I was so sorry. I
was
laughed.
So PO'd.
I laughed so hard when that lady said that.
I have a question.
What?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is anybody else sick of talking about Prop 8?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm over it.
Like, come on. Okay,
and I'm telling you.
The Jesus Freaks won. Let's just get it over. Like, Jesus Freaks won.
It wasn't
okay.
Just Jesus Freaks. It was more than every single religion in the world recognized marriage
about
as between a man and a woman.
Talk about that thing you sent me.
What thing you sent
it's
me?
It's like a list.
Oh, yeah. So the vote no on 8 people have produced a list to put on blast every single person who
donated money to the
campaign.
So like it's like an exact dollar amount.
Any
like,
biggies?
Yeah. Like some dude donated like $15 million and like The Rock Church was like over $200,000.
Yeah. If you want to make a fair balance, let's put money. We know who put.
But yeah, it's
I
like
mean, Apple and all those folks.
And like if you look at it from like a real perspective, like both sides had a lot of money thrown at them.
Yeah, they
but
did.
But it's just like the
wasted money, like so much wasted money.
Dude, I was looking at these
money.
Numbers and I'm like, dude, pay off my debt.
Yeah.
There's like a girl.
But it wasn't just the Jesus Freaks. They say that a large portion of the Black Latino community, everybody who voted for Barack Obama, said no on.
But they know what discrimination is like.
But it's not the same kind of discrimination.
It's different.
I don't
you know,
see it's
totally
at all.
Different.
It's
you know, black people don't have to come out black. Okay. Well,
it's
but
like,
it's a totally different form of. It's not even discrimination. Like the way that they're comparing it to the Civil Rights Act is laughable. It is totally laughable, and that offended me, and that's why I said, you know, I vote no. People like you guys have lost me.
All right, like okay.
No, drop it seriously, because I can't talk about it.
No, but the thing is that there is a rumor out there. I've seen people say, I can't wait for Barack to overturn this.
No, Quimby, I want to be friends.
I know, but Barack cannot turn over a state's decision.
No.
It's up to the state. And Barack Obama has said himself.
Right.
He doesn't want to redefine marriage. He wants to keep it between a man and a woman. Barack Obama said this.
Oh, we know.
Anyway.
But no, I just found that argument like funny because I'm like, only the state of California can.
People are saying, telling you to shut up on the chat. So
Hi. What about Prop Ham? How did you guys feel about that this year?
I voted yes.
Really?
Definitely yes. I vote for Proposition Glaze as well.
I like. I'm always for Prop the Mall.
And Lemon.
Yes, Lemon. Actually, little tip about lemons. Speaking of lemons.
A legitimate
do you know if you put lemon water in a microwave, like a full lemon in water, and put it on for 30 seconds, that it will totally clean and make your microwave smell
wonderful. What?
Wow.
Yes.
You're so
try
full of crap.
That to no. It's an
You're
organic
so
way of cleaning your microwave.
Oh,
you're a liar.
I put it on.
I'm gonna
my
try it when
life.
I get home. I'm gonna
what do
try
do?
It when I get home.
You fill a bowl
actually,
up with water.
You can research this on the internet. You take a fresh lemon and you squeeze it into a little bowl of water.
Yeah.
You put it in your microwave. I think it's anywhere between 15 and 30 seconds. And it will make your microwave smell
I'm so
fresh.
Gonna do this.
Me too, dude. I'm so effing lazy. That'd
I hope
be great.
It blows up.
Yes, and P1 Kung Fu is in the chat room. I know we said, but also the chocolate cake shot, the lemon with sugar on it makes it so good. Has anybody ever tried a chocolate cake shot?
No.
Peaches, I'm shocked at you.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
We're going out. What do you want to do after the podcast?
I would love to go out with you. You seem like you hate me lately. You never call me. You never IM me. When I IM you, you're like, oh, I'm over here. I'm busy. But yet I'll call. But I'll call Danny once
she,
a day.
She IMs me all the
what,
time.
What have you IM'd me?
I've given up because every time I IM you, I'm like, hi, what's up? And you just never respond.
I haven't seen you online in
she
like
IMs
weeks.
Me all the time.
Exactly, because I'm so devastated over
I
not
IM
answering.
This guy all the time too when I
oh,
see him
dude.
Online.
Whatever. I always IM him and it takes him like 15
no,
minutes
like,
to respond.
No, like I'm regretting.
Well,
I'm like,
are you IMing oh. me like around 4:30 in the afternoon?
No, I'm not.
Anyway, can deal with your problems.
No,
off the
like
air.
I'm worried that you don't even want to be in my wedding anymore.
Dude,
like
be
I shouldn't
quiet.
Even ask you.
Is this a bit? Are we doing a bit?
Shut up.
Oh, I do worry that you're done.
I deny thee. I have like 14 rules in your wedding. Why would I?
I know.
Let me calm down here.
You were upset that you're no longer the officiant, but you did recover from that one.
Well, another couple updates on the Mikey Show is they're totally redesigning the Mikey Show website. Like they're going to completely relaunch the whole kit and caboodle. And I love it. I just took the most offensive picture in the world.
Oh, TIQ, you're going to hell.
Actually, no, I'm not. But I'm going to Xenu Land, okay? Just like Tom Cruise and Jenna Elfman. And Anonymous protests me.
Oh, is that like where Scientology freaks
yes,
go?
Yes, I'm going to go on the UFO with Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. You are so lucky.
I have a VIP first class seat. Did you know this?
No, I did not. You are so lucky. Who'd you bone to get those tickets?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh.
His
yeah, dead his, body.
Yeah, his corpse.
In his casket.
And while you were doing it, you were like, oh, LRH, yeah.
Give it up for Peaches right now. She just made me laugh so hard. But also there is a daily podcasting. Sorry, I have like 14 things going on.
It's actually two.
Yeah,
talking and IMing.
Oh, no, wait, three. And also forgetting what track you're on in the first place.
Hey, okay. Well, just a reminder.
Worst host ever.
Shut up.
She is a great host.
Stop
you
it!
You want to take over Space Boy?
Welcome to the Space Boy Show.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Danny's enacting his revenge. Danny's
I love
enacting
it.
His revenge.
Go ahead, Space Boy. Do like the B-Rod show.
Over this crap.
Yeah, dude.
Well, she submits a list of like how we're supposed to follow. We're totally off.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we
are. We're exactly on time.
All right.
Did you see the bottom? It says we have a 15-minute buffer, but we must end at
we
an hour.
We haven't
buffering.
Done Mikey's show at all.
Buffering.
Yes, we have.
All right.
Anyways, they're redesigning the website. They have all the days of the podcast going on. And now Spaceway has a bit from the Mikey
She's
Show.
She's so over it.
I quit.
Thank you.
That's not going to help me.
It will.
No, it won't. That's where I just made the potty.
I'll use the backwaters.
What is the backwaters?
The water's in the back. Why'd you
All drink? Backwaters keep on rolling. The Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on? All backwater keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Oh, Ramsey.
No.
It's me. It's singular. It's not plural. You said me. No, you said me.
You didn't come to the last rehearsals. You don't know.
Sure, I didn't. From the top, then. And a one, and a two, and a one, two. To all backwaters. Keep on
moving.
Ramsey, I'm at the rehearsal now, and I know that you're not supposed to add it, make it plural. It's singular. Singular.
singular now.
From the top.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, and a
oh, black man servant.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Oh, no. Insolent buffoonery. And a one and a two and a oh,
oh
back
man servant.
You're doing that on purpose now.
Why, who's
I'm trying
what?
To sing.
Oh man, that was one of the greatest.
I love how now, like, Sky and Ramsey are kind of friends. Like, you know, like, yeah. Like they kind of, like, seem like they hang out. But, like, she still, like, beats him and stuff. And he gets off on being beat now, apparently.
Oh man, it was such an up and like it was an emotional week of the Mikey Show. Let's just say it was an emotional roller coaster.
It was the politics, dude.
And I cannot wait to know that this won't happen for another 4 years. So hooray!
Oh, hooray for low gas prices! Yahoo!
Thank you, Obama and McCain.
I'm gonna go down there with a cake. And fill up, and at a Peach's Garage, you can buy cheap gas.
Check this out. B-Rob's birthday's coming up, and those of us from P1 site, Kung Fu already found some t-shirts.
Sweet.
She's having somebody send her Dunkin' Donut cups. Nice. Kung Fu is awesome for organizing it this time around. We are going to pool some money and get B-Rob a gas card.
Are you serious?
Damn Skippy.
If, like, 10 people put it in, like, $5 towards a gas card,
that'd be
dude,
sweet.
He'd be stoked on a $50
gas
card.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he'd feel like George W. Bush. Like, he'd be so
George
rich.
W. Bush.
He'd own all the oil fields in Saudi Arabia.
I'd be like, we need to get him boss and stuff.
What do I look like? Saddam Hussein over here? What?
What do I look like? Sarah Jessica Parker?
What do I look like? Yahoo Serious over here? I'm not making that kind of money. It's crazy. What do I look like? Moulin Rouge or something?
Okay, that one made no sense.
I know. It was so weird.
What do I look like? Cactus Kula over here?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, before we wrap this puppy up, Danny, I have a pressing question for you. Are you still posting daily audio?
You know he's getting lazy now.
We were having a conversation about that earlier today.
Oh, really?
Of course, because their daily audio is freaking brutal. And
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. And it's a step behind, as always, from P1 site. And I said that.
They're all in order.
Yeah, but they're not labeled, so we.
Yeah, they are. How much money do you want to bet me right now?
When you download them, they are.
Oh, really?
How much money do you want to bet?
I looked at the
default name.
Do you go into iTunes and look at the description of what it is?
Yeah.
It explains all of them.
It's so lame.
How much money do you want to bet me?
And I just checked it out. The first 2 days, the second day was not a full day.
No.
She started it like 15 minutes into the show.
Right there, they list out 11:07:08, 6:10 break. 6:30 break. 6:50 break.
Oh, it looks like she's figuring it out then.
Well, hey, you know, like, you know, I work behind the scenes at Clear Channel, and we had
name dropper over here. Look out.
We get it. You're the greatest fan ever. You work at Clear Channel. Had to fix
I saw a studio with Blender.
And I saw his
skin suit.
Yeah, you guys don't even know how important I am now.
We had to fix the best of it.
Don't you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to? That's right.
No wire hangers ever!
What?
What? For the marshmallows, yes. The marshies.
Queen bees.
What?
Da 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 da!
I'm so lost.
I'm gonna marry myself. Yes, prop me.
For royalty music.
Oh, seriously.
Queen bee.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
Prop. I am the boss.
I was way off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mwah. Well, this certainly was.
I just imagine Quimby standing by herself. Hey, Quimby, do you take yourself to be your lawfully wedded yourself? I do.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, Danny, and cry because you're not me?
That's that's not what a...
Brutal. Oh, man. That's the best
man, we are
I'm
so
gonna
weird.
Use that.
We are so weird. This has been by far the weirdest episode of the P1 podcast.
And the last.
Ever.
Yeah.
She's only 17.
Oh, man.
17. Girl, she gives me love like I've never seen. Ow! She's only 17. Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me. Ow!
Rape whistle, please. Rape whistle that.
Use some lube.
Dude, we're just, oh. This is the weirdest episode.
That was a reference from the 28 Hour Show. Thank you.
You're welcome. What a week. Well, I look forward to episode 18. I don't know.
We'll be legal
you.
Finally. We can go vote.
Yeah. And we can buy porn that, yeah. That we don't think about ever.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dan.
Oh, look at Facebook face.
You must be an exploding supernova. You've been burned so many times on this podcast.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, dude. Just like edit out like the last like
it's
10 minutes.
It's a 10-minute long podcast.
Dude, seriously.
No joke.
Thanks, bro.
Awkward.
You're the man. You're
well,
the man.
I love all of you guys.
I love you.
And you're a bitch.
Week and have fun at the paintball challenge. See ya.
You're a girl.
Late.